Gimel, and last time, well, not Cook and Gimel, and the last time we spoke about the matzah being lechem oni in it, and so on. Hoydes the faris the fitzutay, ke'agula lahoytes imi mitzrayim hayabachaysik. The second inyan is that the geula was bechose, k'moshe kasa b'chol makhachis mitzrayim, chose ka'peula, ki bechose ke'ahitzanim mitzrayim. So the first thing is he's being magdal at bechaysik. And we need to understand it also in terms of tochen, because chozek, when we say normally about a person that it was done bechozek, we imply that it's hard and he has to work very hard. It's always an implication of how much effort you need to put out and how difficult it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, obviously. So he will be magdal. What is his chozek? Bechol davar shepol bechozek kol b'mehiras. And anything that works for chozek works quickly. Lefi chozek kolosek. Olefikoch ksiv zochas hayeim asher tosim Yisrayim ki bechozek yadvitsa shel eschem yizev loichol chametz. Pirush. Ki achometz nasa b'ikul zman ein zechozek. Avla chozek mashe nasa b'lizma. Rabnei shayt zechem bechozek loichol chametz. So the first thing is, so he's explaining here that the teichen of matzah includes the element of chozek, which is done by mehiras man and so on. Let's explain what he's talking about and what he's referring to. He says a lot of times, the Maral says that anything, that which is natural, falls on the realm of cause and effect. Those are things that are natural. Anything that has cause and effect must fall under time. It needs to go step by step by step. So the time element is almost the essential framework for something that happens natural. Because if A comes before B, that comes before C, I already have some sort of time frame. A, then B, then C. Anything that happens within Teva, first of all, takes time. It also doesn't require expenditure of effort. Just like, since it is the nature of things that are moving, to keep moving at the same speed, you don't need any acceleration, and you don't need any expenditure of energy to get to there. That is the nature of things that go, that something go the way it's supposed to go doesn't require any effort. If something is growing, to let it grow the way it would naturally grow doesn't require any expenditure of effort. It just keeps going that way. So a pa'ula that is done bechozek means, first of all, it's against the grain, it's not natural, and secondly, it's bypassing the normal process. There's a normal process of how something happens, when I push something, I need to expend effort, and it bypasses that. So the muscle. Let's say normally it would take a few years for this tree to grow from being a bush size to tree size. If I want it to grow more quickly, I need to pour a lot of effort into it, put in a lot of fertilizer, hormones, and so on, to pump it up and to keep moving it and so on. So this was something that happened. We're on Kuf Nun Dalet. Vakol kidei lizdavek b'midah shemen achoizek loitzus b'midirus. V'zeshan aroim matzus aichon shemal shum shlei hispik. V'pirish kim shlei hispik v'teik shavsein lachmitz imkein b'choizek oitzon Hashem. Let's talk a little bit about this. He says there's a certain midah here. Now, the Klal Yisrael has in itself different midahs. One midah is that it can do things that are a break with what was there before. Lamashal, gracious bar lakim, gracious is the shalishosik or gracious. The word gracious means it's discontinuous, it was there before. If it's a continuation, it's not a ratios. So in the very shavish of the bria means a something new, which means discontinuous, and Klai was in it. Avraham Avinu was called Lech Lecha, Me'atzav Atzav Savicha, break away from where you're coming to in order to get to where you should get. Now, Rav Tzadik speaks about this in a very interesting way, and he says something that's very Yesodistic in this whole inyan. We find kind of a sphere between Yetzias Mitzrayim is called Medalig ala Horim Mikapit al Gvos. Somebody skipping over the mountains and jumping over the valleys, as opposed to Spheres HaOmer, which is an extremely structured, numbered type of avoda. Day in, day out, one day, another day, another day, another day, without skipping. Numbering is, by definition, putting something into a system of cause and effect, the before and after, and so on and so forth. So the Rav Tzadik says, the beginning of everything requires a break from Teva. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim required breaking away from something. You can't start something, and that's one of the reasons, I guess, when people speak about Baal Tshuva issues, syndromes. Every person who is categorized as a Baal Tshuva, as a racist type of person, went through a difficult kufa, because it always implies a break away from what I was. That's also the greatness of it. I saw someplace, I haven't found it inside, but the Rambam supposedly named his son Avram after Rosh Verishon L'chol Ma'aminim. The Rambam was extremely moved by the sense of somebody breaking away from everybody else and saying, Ani Maimon. The one who's first is a very different diagram than someone who follows. It's a whole different mitzvah. The problem is, anything that's Shalei K'derech HaTeva is Shalei K'derech HaTeva. It doesn't have a key of itself. It's not balanced. It has rough edges. Just like when you break something with something else, it's going to have rough edges. By definition, breaking it creates jagged edges and rough edges, because that's the mitzvah when it's not been processed. Wine, when it ferments, has a lot of sharpness to it, and as you let it sit and age, it softens, it settles and softens. So every beginning of the process, Yetzias Mitzrayim gives us the ability of chipozen. Chipozen means there are times when a person needs to break. But that leaves a problem. You're not ready for Kabbalah Sotera with the jump, with the break. You then need to take and make out of it Spheres HaOmer, which is a very, very process. It's a very regulated process, very natural process, and you know it's slowly and steadily. That's the way he says it. I want to add one more piece about it. The biggest question is always how to do a process, and how to do a steady process is easy. Say, hold, to sit down and work it out. How do you decide to do something impulsive? In other words, what decision-making process? Many people have their undoing has been their impulsiveness. Reuven, pass to mind, so on. So the answer seems to be as follows. A person needs to make a decision. He's undertaking something very big. The decision whether to undertake it or not cannot be impulsive. Seichel by definition needs to elaborate. But just like, for instance, a muscle, when a person wants to jump into a cold pool, so Seichel said the pool is not so terribly cold, everybody else is swimming in it, nobody's frozen to death, and a minute after you're in the pool, you are fine with it. So Seichel said, good idea. The person's body is quivering and not crazy about the idea, and it's forcing the person to slowly dip a little toenail in, and maybe another toenail, and then take a break, and so on. And usually, it takes forever to get in. When a person is making a decision, I'm saying the process of a decision is always a certain process of seichel and das, which requires thinking and so on. But in the process, when a person knows it's the right thing, and the question is how to go about doing it, everything that counts as a ratios. So a person has to learn to distinguish between mahalchim. There are mahalchim in life that are of that type. Yom omdi al daiti. There are certain hahu yom. There are certain big moments of lech lecha ma'atzlacha when a person makes that break. And those are always, by nature, take a tremendous amount of chayzik. They are done in a way that is not continuous as there before. So ma'ilu ma'atzman, it's done b'chipazayim. Not b'chipazayim sikhli, but b'chipazayim ma'isi. I mean, it's just like the events of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Because Shkoku 400 years before, 210 years before, had said there's going to be Yitzchak Mitzrayim. It wasn't, chipazon was the essence taking out, but when it came, it was the chipazon. So a person incorporates in himself the ability to act with decisiveness and strength and to make that break through Achilas Matzah. So that's another nekudah in the Matzah, that there's chayzik and mihirus. V'hine, l'chola pirushim ha-matzi cheres gom. That is also the inyan of cheres. Because when a person is meshubit to someone or something else, part of an ultimate shiva, let's say l'moshel, a person has a friend, and this friend has a lot of hashpah on him, and it's not a good hashpah. It's not a good environment. Yes, it's part of a society. It's not a good society. It's not a good environment. So if he's going to patchka and patchka and patchka, he is not going to be able to let go. Because it's just like when you break away from gravity, you can't kind of stroll away from gravity. You need to propel yourself extremely powerfully, more powerfully than gravity is pulling you back. So if a person has friends that he doesn't think are good for him, a society, a chevra, an environment, so the ability to act with chayzik is what gives him chayrus. Because it allows him to make a decision to break the bonds that keep him in a place he doesn't want to be. So eating the matzah brings that in. So that's one nekuda. Then he's going to answer a nekuda about what is the sefri. Amar Rav Shimon lo manika matzah lechem oini al shem inuch in sana mitzrayim. Ein apir shamatzah remez li'inu. Rak svirale ki mi sheyesh le ha-geula yesh le shivu gam ki kmo sheyesh goya. It's not that the lechem oini is in itself is a reflection of the bad part of the shibud, but anything that has gula has inu, has shibud as well. Ulefikach nikra matz lechem oini loyshevi a matzah moir al shibud. There's a enoi. Rak the sevirle kimadregas acheres moir of a matzah. Madregas is gankin oini a shibud. He speaks about this right before. This is the piece that we didn't see from last time. It's the piece that he speaks about eating Pesach together with matzah moirim. The inyan of it, and this and the nekuda that he says over there is as follows. It's in the piece, if you want to look at yourself, that came right before. It's called Maila. It's on Kuf Nun. Okay, I wish it. On Kuf Nun Gimel, where he speaks about that. So basically what he says over there is as follows. For something to have the Shibur and Geula are properties that are shayach to, they're opposites of each other, and therefore they're shayach to one inyan. For instance, a behemoth. Since a behemoth doesn't have any quality that I can call it a nig'al, then it doesn't have any property that can be meshubit. I mean, you own an animal, you work an animal, but it doesn't, there's no, in order for geula and shiva to be chal on something, you need to have a nekuda bechira. Bechira tells me, is it free? The word shibud, let's say I take this table and I use this table, I cement this table down here. You don't say the table is meshubit. because it can never be ben chorin. So no shiva is chal on it either. And lechem only, that's what he says, when it says about lechem only, it's the lechem of cheirus, because only in something that has cheirus is it shayach to have aniya. Parei lecha, he says, the mitzvah shapesach, matzah shapesach, shenecho in matzah morer, lechem mitzvah pesach mean the korm, shenecho in matzah morer, ke hapesach hu ane al shem yisbar. This is finishing the train of thought that he started before, this is from last year he started already. Shu echad, mashem yisbar, shu echad, שתי המידות אשר מצו מר על חירס והשני השיבות כי מישהו אחד יש להיות שתי המידות של הספר that's why we eat מצו and מר together with Pesach Pesach נרמז על הקדש ברוך הוא מצו and מר are the two opposite midos and the two opposite midos come from the one that's one so this is a point that he makes in a few places also. Opposites are only shayach klapi the common nekuda. So Akadosh Baruch Hu who is one. So the opposites lamashal. In electricity, it's possible to have positive and minus values. In numbers, it's possible to have positive and minus values. You always need to have. If I want to say opposites, it needs to be in one in yon. So Akadosh Baruch Hu with the Pesach is Maram Akadosh Baruch Hu. It's echad, like he goes through all the esberim there. So here also, this is something, it's shayach to have both middles incorporated in that. Hoyshe tayma, ke ha-pesach u-masan ha-shem yisbach moshba al-maila, u-masha on ha-shem yisbach nimshach lona ha-matcha b'shan ha-mor ha-kok moshba al-maila, eshbet ha-zor. So here it's another nekuda, another way to understand why Pesach shayach matcha mor as follows. The reason why we have the two extremes of Shibud and Geula is because we're sitting on a fulcrum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most umos have a teva, and since they have a teva, neither shibud nor cheirus is shayach to them. There is an uma, it goes, it has a normal pattern, and it comes and it goes. There's a famous historian, I think his name is Vico, who said that he's the first one who gave, I guess, modern theories of history in terms of the patterns of how nations develop, grow, become strong, fall apart, etc. And he said this is true for all nations except for the early Hebrews because they seem to, they were led by Hashgacha. In other words, the fact, every nation is shayach in its world of Teva. So it's neither Golos nor Gula. For instance, a tree that grows in a forest or in a jungle, what dictates its mahalach is whether or not natural forces may help it grow or hinder it from growing. An animal that grows in a forest or in a jungle, a deer in a forest, what makes it thrive or diminish is natural forces, natural elements. But an animal that is in the barn of a human being, it, whether it lives or is slaughtered depends on the person. Klal Yisrael's matzah mor are two inyanim, cheirus and shibud are two opposites that are shayach dafka to Klal Yisrael because they're shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says over here. Al bizman shemis hamikdash nikayim hamitzvah lechol matzah mor v'shol zeh atam atzma. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, we still have to eat matzah mor. Ki ha-cheirus ha-shiva ha-kol ha-shem yisbarach shu echa. U-mi she-galon ma-avus ha-cheirus v'she-shiva le-son ha-gamke. It's two sides of the same coin. U-le-fikach tziva yisan ha-shalech la-matzah shi ha-cheirus va-mor ha-mor ha-la-shiva ke-echa. Hoi kum ha-shamayinu ke ha-madrig al yoyin ha-zei she-yisrael im ha-shem yisbarach v'kon ha-cheirus v'kon ha-shiva ha-kol ha-shiva ha-vala. So he's given two or three time him explaining the inyan of matzah and mor, matzah lechem oni, and how the matzah and mor together are eaten with the Pesach. Okay, tomorrow there's no Shem Mitzvah Shem. Thursday we'll continue by then.
We're part of the matzah.